The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, last Sunday in the book of Acts, we heard about Tabitha. And last Sunday we heard these words. There was a disciple named Tabitha. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. Everyone knew that Tabitha was a disciple of Jesus because she was kind. She was loving. Today Jesus tells us how people will know that we are disciples. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Jesus calls us to be on this path of love. But I ask you, what happens when you get off the path? What happens when you take a wrong turn? If you're traveling in your car and you're using your GPS to guide you and you take a wrong road, you take a wrong turn, what does your GPS do? What shows up on the screen? Recalculating. Or it might say to you, as my GPS says to me a lot, make a legal U-turn. Make a legal U-turn. Get back on the right path. Make a legal U-turn. Are there times when you go down the path of life, when the Holy Spirit in some way says to you, okay, it's time to recalculate? Are there times in your life as you're going down this road of life, are there times when the Holy Spirit just may be saying to you, think you need to take a U-turn? Think about that. And when that happens, what do? You trust the Spirit. You know that the Spirit can help you to recalculate your life, your heart, your soul, your mind. I mean, isn't that what we do here at Emmanuel every Sunday? We hear God's word for us, and we think, oh, we need to recalculate. We need to recalculate. Isn't that what the Spirit is doing to Peter in today's Holy Scripture? Peter, you need to recalculate. You need to make a U-turn so that you can love the way that I am calling you to love. So the Spirit gave Peter a vision. And it's important to know the vision that the Spirit gave to Peter. Peter, you've got to love people who are different from you. It's a very clear message here. Peter, you've got to recalculate your attitude toward other people and learn to accept them and love them as I do, Peter. The Spirit gave Peter the ability to recalculate his mind, his attitude, so that he could love the way God loves, with an open mind. At that very moment, these three men appear to me, says Peter. They arrived at the house where we were, and the Spirit told me to go with them and not make a distinction between them and us. Peter, why is it that you make these distinctions? I'm going to recalculate your mind so that you can accept people who are different from you. Peter had to recalculate the distinctions he saw between Jews and Gentiles. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon these people who are different from me. The Holy Spirit fell upon them just as they fell upon the disciples of Jesus. And then these important words. And then I remembered the word of the Lord. I remembered the word of the Lord. He said, John baptized with water, but you are to baptize, and you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And then these words. If God gave them the same gift he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to hinder God? Peter, if you make distinctions between these people and these people, you are hindering God. And Peter says, who am I? Who am I to hinder the love of God? Who are we to hinder the love of God by making distinctions? Peter learned very well that making distinctions between him and other people hindered his ability to love as God loves. O Lord God, you teach us that without love our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts the most excellent gift of your love. So as I hear Holy Scripture today, I realize that the Holy Spirit helps us to recalculate our hearts, our minds, our spirits. The Holy Spirit helps us to see the universe in a whole new way. It's the Holy Spirit who comes to us as we worship together. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us the vision we need, a new vision, I saw a new heaven, I saw this new earth. And I heard these words, see, I am making all things new. I heard this voice, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. Emmanuel, God with us. And as we know, God is with us in Jesus the Christ. Peter knew that God was in Jesus. And what did Peter do when he realized that he was hindering God's love by making distinctions? What did he do? What did he say? Then I remembered the word of the Lord. And to recalculate our lives, when we need to take a U-turn, what do we need to do? We need to remember the word of the Lord. And here we are, doing what we do at Emmanuel every Sunday. We're remembering God's word. And God's word is so powerful that it says to us, think about recalculating your life. Think about where you need to make a U-turn. Listen again to the word of the Lord. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Just as I don't make distinctions, you should not make distinctions. And everyone will know. Everyone will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another. The right path. You know this as well as I do. The right path is the path of love. No, Lord God, continue to teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Oh God, pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love. Amen.